Super Saturday proved popular, but not popular enough, and it certainly isn't a Super Monday. With news, Auckland will spend at least 76 days in lockdown before current restrictions are even reviewed. Waikato will stay in Alert Level 3 until at least Friday. Northam will move to Alert Level 2 at 11:59pm tomorrow night. The rest of the country, including the South Island, will remain in Alert Level 2. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced this afternoon current alert settings for Auckland would stay in place for at least 2 more weeks. She said whilst a number of immunologists and epidemiologists had suggested a short circuit breaker move back to level 4, the health advice was to keep the status quo as the current restrictions were the toughest in the OECD.
Based on the advice we have, any interim easing of level 3 restrictions over the coming weeks will not work towards our plan of minimising cases while we increase vaccinations. But the biggest thing that will make a difference right now alongside vaccines is asking that everyone continue to comply with the restrictions that are already there. In particular, the alert level rules around indoor gatherings. They are not allowed. They are a risk to you and those around you, and they are one of the most significant causes of ongoing spread in this outbreak. And no one is in an area where the rules don't apply. We now have cases in 124 suburbs. They are across the entire geographical spread of Auckland. That means everyone, especially those who are unvaccinated, continue to be at risk of getting the virus regardless of what suburb you live in. So a reminder on the rules at level 3, they are there to help us for this critical phase. Please stick to your household bubble. The only social catch-ups that are allowed have to take place outdoors because the natural ventilation of fresh air reduces the risk of passing on the virus. We ask that you be masked and distanced with no more than 10 people from 2 households at any one time. Indoor gatherings, parties, social catch-ups, they're not part of level 3. And it's one of the things we cannot afford to let slip.
Meanwhile, there were 60 new infections today, 57 in Auckland and 3 in Waikato. 30 people are in hospital and 5 in intensive care. The Prime Minister said the virus was now widespread across 124 Auckland suburbs and vaccination rates needed to be higher. The Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, said whilst he expected Auckland to reach 90% first dose by the end of the week, modelling showed the city would need to wait longer to reach the 90% double dose.
We would imagine it will be between three and four weeks after, at the moment, our average interval between first and second dose is about 28 days, so right on 4 weeks. It's probably coming down since we told people any time after 3 weeks, and we're expecting that first dose to reach that 90% milestone. I would say that is right across all of Auckland, and if we do look by district health board as well, and there are differences between the district health boards. Auckland is ahead of Waitemata, which is ahead of Counties Manukau, so it will vary a little bit by DHB.
Details of when schools would reopen will be revealed by Education Minister Chris Hipkins on Wednesday. Specific vaccination targets for Auckland and New Zealand and a new COVID-19 protection framework will be announced on Friday, along with a support package for Auckland's struggling businesses. Our reporter Louise Tanous joins us now from Mission Bay. Louise, what do people reckon about the decision?
Yeah, Lisa, obviously not the result that most Aucklanders were hoping for today, but others are, of course, thankful for those extra 2 weeks to ramp up those vaccinations. Here's what some of them had to say this afternoon, just moments after the announcement.
Bad news.
Why is that for you?
You can't live this way, isn't it, all your life?
Were you hoping for phase two, level three at least?
No, I don't know. I think it's been too long, 8 weeks. I feel like prisoners at home. Only thing we can do is walk. Can't live your life that way.
Did you hear that? Another 2 weeks of level three.
How do you react to that?
I mean, I'd probably say it's for the best, considering all the parties that people are trying to have. So, yeah. We just all want to get out of it. Everyone has their opinions, but I would much rather we all just get back to being productive.
I'm surprised because we thought we would go to level 2 again and we would go to normal. But yeah, but like they're giving a vaccination to the thing and I just got my vaccinated and the second dose and they said that 81% people are vaccinated So that's good for us, and hopefully we will go to level 2 or level 1 soon.
It's already like 2.5 months already.
Yeah.
So just drive around and buy some food and just be here, you know.
At least you've got takeaways.
Yeah.
And Louise, the Prime Minister had a warning for Aucklanders too.
Yes, so this is following several lockdown breaches recently, in particular an illegal lockdown party that took place on the North Shore this weekend. She had a message for Aucklanders at the press conference today that now is not the time to get complacent and not to let those standards slip, and a reminder to keep those outdoor gatherings outdoors and with a max of 10 people from two households. Now's not the time to be breaking any rules. We need to use these 2 weeks to catch up and get those vaccination rates up if we want to move down alert levels and get to that phase two. And she's also reminding people that we've had COVID cases all across Auckland in 124 different suburbs. So COVID isn't going to affect people that live in a certain area. It's a reminder to stay safe for everyone.
Thanks, Louise. Louise Tanuth joining us live there from Mission Bay.